50th episode, plus Andy Dooley. What?
Welcome to the Joyous Expansion Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Dupree, scouring the globe to bring you stories of courage, passion, and resilience. If I could sum up this podcast into one word, I would use empathy. Now let's get inspired.
Welcome to the Joyous Expansion Podcast. I am your host, Brett Dupree, and welcome to episode 50. Woohoo! 50th episode of Joyous Expansion. I am so happy and so pleased with myself. Yes, pat on my back, I did it. 50 episodes, 47 interviews, only 3 episodes without interviews. I have like 5 more interviews in the pipe. I have more interviews to record, so there'll at least be 60 or 70 more episodes of Joyous Expansion. I'm having a great time to celebrate. I'm having what I think is my most famous person. The other people who seem famous that I have interviewed, I don't know how famous they actually are. One person walked across a bunch of things and wrote books. He's cool. But this is Andy Dooley. He's also one of my mentors and friends, and I'm so pleased to be able to have him on my 50th. So it's even special in that regard. Actually, it's more special in that regard, having somebody who I've looked up to, who has been so kind to me, who has helped me with my speeches and all that fun thing. So I'm really excited about this interview. It's fun. But first, I talk about what's going on in my life, because if I can't be vulnerable, how can I expect my guest to be? 50 episodes. I started this podcast last June, a year and a half ago almost, in a couple months. My goal was to hit 50 in June, but it is November now. Last year, I did not post anything. This podcast, a lot of it represents me, and I'm noticing more and more about me. At first, this podcast was a hope to promote myself and get myself out there to people to get lots of views, and maybe the people I interview would share it with their people, and then I'd get more notarized, and then get clients, speak engagements, book sales, all that fun things. And to be honest, that hasn't really been happening for me too much. This podcast gets some listens, not as much as I would like. Some people, I mean, just hasn't been as successful business-wise for me. And so at the beginning, I had to change. If I was going to continue this podcast, I was going to change how I focus on it. What exactly do I want out of it? Number one, I want a platform for people to share themselves. One of the reasons why I enjoy getting people who haven't done podcasts before, because it's just something fun with talking about people and helping people push out of their comfort zone. And then I had to think about it. I have to look at this podcast and look at my life as an entrepreneur and notice that I have a pattern, that I have the pattern of starting something, getting super excited, and then stopping once things get harder, not going to be what I want. So I decided in January, I would think I was on episode 12 then. So what, 38 episodes and so many time? I don't know. I've done well this year. I think. I've only skipped a couple of weeks that I can remember, and that's mostly due to time. One, I also did a podcast with just me, and it was not very good. I just did not have the, and I was really tired that day. I was like, I'm just going to get this done. And I was editing. I'm like, this is terrible. I have no energy, and I don't want to put out anything with no energy at all. And so I decided to really buckle down and utilize this podcast as a way to grow myself and also put it out there, grow my business, grow my speaking, sell more books and blah, blah, blah. But mostly to grow myself, because a lot of people out there, the way they become powerful or the way they become successful is consistent action. And that's one thing I haven't done. Haven't done the go out and do speaking engagements and only 0 people are there, and then do it again and 5 people come the next time, and then 2 people, then 4 people, and then 1 person, and that person wants their money back and complains. But you keep on going and keep on going until finally 3 years of practically nothing, bam, you're an overnight sensation. I generally quit after a few months of not getting the exact response that I want and having this vision. Some of it is getting too caught up into the plan your life aspect of the law of attraction, where I plan my life, and then it doesn't happen like I said, and then I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore, and my life gets more difficult. I mean, I was unemployed for like a year. That is a long time. I could have been working on businesses, creating courses, going out there, trying my best. Instead of, I ate a lot of food and watched a lot of television on my couch. Yeah, I watched every episode of One Piece again. That's over like 500 episodes. And I was just sad and depressed. Also, when I first started this podcast, the first practically 19 of them. I didn't even send emails to the people. I would just tag them on Facebook, because most of them are my Facebook friends, with hoping they would see it. So I wouldn't actually email them. It was just something about putting it out there was scary. This entire point was scary. And that really made me notice about my anxieties and how my anxieties are holding me back from this business, from this desire to help people, to inspire people, and how much I love speaking, how much I love doing this, how much I love this aspect of myself. And then I let my anxieties stop me from continue to pursue it. When you're teaching people how to do that, you're not doing it yourself. Well, yeah, that explains probably a lot. But at the same time, you know, I don't want to quit. And so I really started this podcast to prove to myself that I can do this, to prove to myself that I can keep on going. That's why this month, when I'm starting the Church of Awesome, I'm really going for it this month, and I'm proving it to myself that I can do it. And I'll start promoting it next month, or starting January, really promoting it. But I'm going to prove to myself that I can do it, that I can be consistent, that I can keep on going even if nobody shows up. As long as I show up, I will reap the benefits of keep on going and change my life for the best. And shine on, shine on, shine on. Because that is what life is all about, shining with your purpose. And the people who will find you will find your light. You just have to keep on shining. That's what it's like when you're in this type of business. You just got to shine your light, and you have to find the people who likes the light you shine. And if you just shine a little bit, and you might get lucky and shine it to the right people, and those people build, and you become an overnight success with this trying after a few months. But for a lot of people, it's you have to keep on shining. And you have to shine at different places at different times, so maybe those people will find you and really learn from you and get what you're getting and say, yeah, what you're providing is special. What you're providing is awesome. What you're providing is passion, is love. What you're providing serves. And the more you write, the more areas, the more books you write, the more YouTube videos you write, the more Facebook lives, the more you just shine your light and you focus as well. You get better at shining your light. It's like at first you're kind of shining. Back in the day, there used to be like a projector. At first you're shining your light at a projector and that picture isn't focused. And the more you work on shining your light out in the world, the better you are at focusing and creating beautiful tapestries upon the wall. And that is what I'm doing with the Church of Awesome. And that is what I'm doing with this podcast. At the beginning, my questions were not very good. Now my questions are so much better. In fact, I've had multiple people since 40 on praise me for the type of questions that I asked them. And not only, some of them were even thankful for the questions that I asked for their own personal growth, because it made them think of their business in a certain way or made them recognize how far they've come. So I've gotten to the point of not knowing what I'm doing and just kind of blah, to asking questions that even help my guests. Oh man, so much fun. So a few things that are fun about my podcast. I start all my interviews with "Welcome to my podcast." It's a joke for myself because the first 5 episodes, I haven't decided what to name my podcast yet. I didn't really want to call it the Joyous Expansion Podcast because I wanted to start moving away from Joyous Expansion. I wanted to call it the Empathy Podcast, or Entrepreneur Empathy Podcast is probably what I would call it now. Or Vulnerability, Entrepreneurial Vulnerability Podcast, because it's just better on what I'm looking for. But Joyous Expansion is fine. I mean, that's my brand, I guess. Well, not I guess. I've been building it for 10 years. And yeah, and the Minute Motivation, that's been pretty fun. None of them has gone viral like I hoped, but I still think they're cool. I like having a little thing that makes my podcast special. And yeah, I love doing this. Every time I interview somebody, I get inspired. I can say there's only been a few interviews where I've not been the biggest fan, but some of them where I was during them thinking, oh, I don't know if this is very good. And then I listen to it again. I'm like, what the heck was I thinking? This is awesome. They're really sharing themselves. This is exactly what you're looking for. I just must have been in a bad mood that morning, which is possible. A lot of times it's possible. And so almost every interview I'm really happy with. I'm thankful that I've done this. And speaking of thankful, let's finally bring up my interview with somebody who I am very thankful was able to give me the time to interview him. So Andy Dooley is a YouTuber, comedian, story manifesting coach, author, speaker, artist, world traveler, and loves combining metaphysics and storytelling. His mission is to show people how to activate their full potential and become the heroes of their story. Since 2012, Andy has been coaching clients, giving workshops around the world on art and science of manifesting your dreams called Vibration Activation. I've been to a couple. They're amazing. After years of research and development, Andy has created the Story Manifestation Method, which incorporates metaphysics, neuroscience, meditation, visualization, and a strategy for manifesting any dream. And now here is my interview with the Andy Dooley. Hello, Andy, and welcome to my podcast.
Hello. Thanks.
I'm super excited to have you on. I met you at your Infinite Possibilities Train the Trainer event.
Seattle 2013, I think.
Yeah, that was it. 6 years ago. Wow.
Wow. That was a great event. I'm glad I met you, man.
I am too. For the listeners at home, Andy's been kind of helping me, a little bit of a mentor for me. And so I'm super excited to have him on my 50th celebration.
Woohoo! The big 5-0, Brett Dupree.
So can you give people a little introduction to who you are, Mr. Dooley?
My name is Andy Dooley, and I am a divine being of cosmic consciousness in a physical body.
So how did you get started?
It all started with a thought. And then the word was spoken, and Andy Dooley manifested upon Brett Dupree's Joyous Expansion 50th podcast. Man, congratulations. I remember when you were just toying with the idea, getting started, you joined the Daily Activation Club, and you started doing your 15 minutes a day, and then bam, now you're on number 50. Okay, but back to me and how I got started. I got started actually, well, I've had many careers. You know, I've worked on movie sets in Orlando. I've been a graphic designer in New York City at HBO. I had a t-shirt business with my mother and brother. And how I got started as like a speaker, author, life coach, that happened really. Toastmasters was the first. That's where I was standing in front of a group of people and I wanted to share some thoughts and ideas and stories that I thought could inspire, influence people to live their dreams or just be inspired or just laugh. Really started with Toastmasters, the speaking life coaching thing.
Before you went to Toastmasters, how did you get into wanting to inspire people?
Good question. Yeah. So I was doing improv comedy in Orlando, Florida at SAC Comedy Lab, S-A-K, SAC Comedy Lab. And I just loved the idea of getting on stage and improvising and telling stories and playing off my fellow improvisers and just kind of making it up as I went along. Being in the audience watching other improvisers, it was so inspiring. They were telling stories and it was funny and it was just all spontaneously being created in the moment. That really started me like, well, I want to do that. And then so I started taking improv comedy classes and I totally sucked. And I just kept doing it and doing it. And eventually I finally got on stage and started performing with the lab rats. I was a lab rat. That's what they called us. We weren't the ensemble cast. We were the Wednesday night show. That's how it happened. And then my brother, Mike, had been doing Toastmasters and giving speeches. And then I saw him give a speech one day called Thoughts Become Things. And I was like, whoa, that was awesome. And he said, you should join Toastmasters. And I was like, I had done Toastmasters a while back and quit. But then I went back to it after seeing Mike speak. And I was like, okay, I got it now. I understand storytelling. I understand comedy. And now with Toastmasters, I had a structure. So I could have a beginning, a middle, and an end and make a point. So now I was off and running.
So it sounds like you're able to combine two very similar skills, but both of them also quite different, being able to create a structured speech as well as being able to riff on your own.
Yeah, two very different skills. And because I got back into Toastmasters and I started winning pretty much every contest I entered. And then people came to me and said, Andy, how are you doing this? This is great. You should teach a class. And I was like, well, just go to SAC Comedy Lab. And then another month goes by, 2 months goes by, and people keep telling me, Andy, you should teach a class. You should teach a class. And then this one guy named Andy, he was from England, with his British accent, said, Andy, you must teach a class. If you don't teach a class, I'm going to go to SAC. I can give you my money or I can give SAC my money. And I was like, okay. So I put together a 6-week workshop in the back of the theater. There was a little room, it literally had a hole in the wall and like carpet stains and just a mix of random chairs. And I taught the class back there. And it worked and people loved it. And what I did, I combined some of the exercises and skills from improv comedy, but I modified them for someone who wants to be a speaker and a storyteller. So I help people get out of their own head, become more spontaneous, understand how to use exaggeration, understand how to do a 1-2 funny. That's how that started. And that's how I really got started teaching and coaching.
So basically saying at that point, the coaching and teaching bug kind of bit you. You're like, I want to do more of this.
Then people came to me and said, Andy, will you help me with my speech? And I was like, sure. And I'd help them with their speech and it would turn out great. And then this one professional guy showed up at my workshop. And at the end of my workshop, he's like, I want to hire you. I'm going to be back in Orlando in a week or two. My wife's at a conference. You know, I want you to help me fix my speech. You know, he was a professional speaker. And I remember at first I was thinking, oh, I can't help this guy. Like he's further along than I am. What am I going to do? And then I remember thinking, well, just say yes. And if you can't help him, then after the end of 2 hours, just say, well, sorry, I couldn't help you. I tried and you don't have to pay me anything. And so he came over to my house because I didn't know where to meet him. So I was like, well, just come to my house. He came to my house and after 2 hours, his speech was 1,000 times better. I couldn't believe the stuff I came up with and the hooks and the story and some of the jokes. It was like, I was like, wow, I can do this.
How long were you coaching people with speaking? Do you still do this today?
Actually, one of my clients is a Toastmaster and I am working with him on one of his speeches and it's a blast. And so I did Toastmasters and speaking probably 3 years. I was on and off doing weekend workshops. I'd do a 1-day intensive or I would do a 6-week workshop. And that was a blast. And then eventually my speaking career started to get momentum. And then I was doing spiritual comedy and touring around the country and then recording my audio programs and writing books. But all of this, because I know part of your show is sharing, you know, the struggle. Because right now it's sounding like it's all been pretty easy. But let me tell you, man, I didn't know what I was doing. When I was teaching that first workshop, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was just putting together exercises and outlines and practicing what I would say and practicing, is this going to work? Is that going to work? I'm like, I don't know. Just try it. And then I would do it and then people would love it. And, you know, I was struggling to make ends meet. At that time, you know, I wanted to become a speaker and an author, but I was nothing of the sort. I just kept showing up and speaking and going to Toastmasters and opportunities just started to fall into my lap. And I was hungry. I would take anything and everything. I was also doing acting at the time. I had an agent sending me on auditions, most of which I didn't book. I didn't book probably 95% of the auditions I went on. But occasionally I would book an audition and do a TV commercial. Yeah, I had some struggles. You know, there was a time back there in 2008 where I really hit rock bottom and was in debt and was struggling, was heartbroken. And I wanted to become the world champion of public speaking at Toastmasters, but I failed. I didn't, you know, the judges, they were totally blind. And I didn't win. And then I was like, crap, what am I going to do now? And I just kept speaking. And then I started writing. And then I started doing more workshops. And then I just kept thinking positive, believing in my dream and vision and taking action and moving forward. And just one thing led to another and doors, opportunities opened.
So during those times when you were first starting out and working the workshops without knowing what you're doing, during that time, did you receive any negative feedback?
Not really negative. More of it was more constructive. And I would ask people for feedback. You know, I always had an evaluation form. And I'd ask people for testimonials. And because my workshops were mainly, I was teaching mainly Toastmasters. That was my main audience. And they were, Toastmasters are so great. So they gave me feedback on what worked, what they liked, what they didn't like.
That is, Toastmasters are extremely positive and helpful people.
Yep.
It's such a One thing I love about Toastmasters is just a safe place to fail, honestly, or a safe place to make mistakes, and people are everyone's there to help build you up.
Totally, man. So I can't recommend Toastmasters enough. You know, I did 4 years of it. I've literally recently been thinking I might join again because there's some good clubs here in Boulder, Colorado. And it's just that opportunity to work on new material, work on new stories, and help others on their journey.
True. World champion Daryl LaCroix said the secret to becoming a good speaker is stage time, stage time, stage time.
That's right. And all first great speakers were first bad speakers. Emerson said that, I think.
So when you hit your rock bottom of debt and stuff, was there any point where you thought of giving this up, this speaking part, and just, I don't know, become a pharmacist or something?
Ironically, I've always been fascinated by pharmacies. No, I did at times just think, like, you know, when's it going to happen? When am I going to get my lucky break? And then I remember Daryl LaCroix, actually, he was doing a workshop in Orlando with Craig Valentine. And he called me up and said, hey, can you come to my workshop and run the video camera in the back of the room and I'll pay you? And I was like, hell yeah. There were plenty of times where I felt like, when's it going to happen? And even now, I still feel like I am where I am. But then we all have that vision of, you know, the next big thing that we're working on. I'm like, still feel like at times, when's it going to really happen? But it is happening. That's the thing. The listener to be aware of, it's happening, you know, right now in this very moment, it's happening. You know, who knows who's going to listen to this podcast and who knows what this could lead to. And it's happening for you. It's happening for everyone listening. You really just got to keep believing and not let reality dictate how you feel.
So how do you go about doing that? Allowing yourself to pivot, especially when you look at the outside world, this thing you really wanted to accomplish just didn't happen and just flamed out and wasn't the vision that you looked upon in your mind at sigh.
Right. So it takes practice. And some of the tools I use are the transition story. And a new tool I've been working on is verbal visualization. Because we all know imagination and visualize the end result and see yourself being, doing, and having. It's a powerful tool, right? Everybody listening, I'm sure, has manifested and visualized something into reality. But we don't do it every day. And actually, I know most people really suck at creating mental pictures in their mind because your mind wanders. You know, you start visualizing yourself on stage speaking to people, and then the next thing you know, you're having a fantasy about somebody, or you're thinking of something you've got to do that you thought was done, but now you just got reminded because of a text message. And so when you verbally visualize, you're like telling the story out loud. You know, I see myself walking into the room and being introduced onto the stage, and everybody's clapping and cheering. And then I stand on stage and I have this great opening quote or comment. And it sets everybody at ease, or it makes everybody laugh. And I can feel myself walking on the stage, and I'm making eye contact with people in the audience. So when you speak it out loud like that, then you can stay with a story narrative. And the mind always creates pictures when you're speaking. Right now, what I just spoke to you verbally, you were starting to create pictures in your mind. And then if you feel that, like, wow, that excitement of on stage, everybody, I finished speaking and now I'm off the stage and people are lining up at the table because they want an autograph and they want a picture, and it's so much fun. And everybody's just filled with compliments and smiles, and it's picture after picture. Is this really happening? This is so much fun. So do you see how using verbal visualization, verbalizing the story, then that way your mind doesn't get wandered? Because right now, if I tried to visualize all that in my mind, I could easily get distracted.
Yeah, I can see how that would work. But I'm also curious, because I know when it comes to affirmations, there's this idea that if you say an affirmation that you do not believe, you actually feel worse about it.
Right.
So what happens if you try the verbal visualization, but it actually kind of makes you feel bad because you're wondering, why is it, this is not real, this is not happening? To those people, what would you tell them?
I would say, do the transition story. And that's a tool I've come up with that's transformed my life. It's transformed my clients. I was just talking to a friend of mine yesterday who is now a recording artist singing, Raquel. You might even know Raquel. Raquel Hanna. And we're about to release our Raise the Vibe music video. And she was now in LA, or even before she moved to LA, she wanted to start being seen and get out there and start using her voice and start singing. And she tried to tell the affirmation of, I am now a successful singer. I am now in the studio recording my album. But she just couldn't feel it or believe it. And so she used the transition story and said, I'm beginning to be seen. I'm beginning to put myself out there. I'm allowing the universe to bring me the right people. I'm becoming more confident. So to tell the transition story, you use three magic words: beginning, becoming, and allowing. So go ahead, if you're listening to this, write that down. Beginning, becoming, and allowing. Because when your brain hears, I'm beginning to put myself out there, I'm beginning to show up consistently, I'm beginning to believe that my voice is good enough. I'm beginning to show up consistently. I'm allowing it to be fun. I'm becoming more confident. I'm becoming more focused. I'm beginning to stick with it. Those phrases, you could call them affirmations, but if you put it into the form of a story, then it's a believable story. You can go from where you are to where you want to be.
So one thing I like about you is when you get on stage, you are very good at being vulnerable with the audience as well as one-on-one. So I was wondering, was that always something that was natural to you, or is that something you actually worked on?
It's a bit of both. There's that feeling of sharing something that you might not normally want to share, then knowing that when you do it, it's going to connect you with other people. And there's like strength in that. Because, well, actually, I really learned how to be vulnerable doing improv comedy. And then I studied an acting technique called Meisner, which is really about vulnerability. And once I did that for I think a year and a half, maybe 2 years, that really shows you, because everybody in the class is becoming more and more vulnerable as you go through the class, and you see the beauty and the power and the strength and vulnerability and just the honesty and the connection that you make with the others who are being so vulnerable. And to get on stage and be vulnerable, it's scary, but it's liberating too.
Yeah, I like what you said about building a connection. When I think of my speaking personally within Toastmasters, that's what I've been working on the last 2 years, is really, how do I truly connect with the audience? How do I allow them to truly feel me and what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's a great intention to set. And then as you're writing your speech, whether you're giving a speech or you're writing social media posts or a blog or a book, the more you have the intention to share more of yourself and be real and let people know that you've been struggling or you really hit a wall, they can go, yeah, me too. Like, I'll be vulnerable now. Maybe 3 months ago, 4 months ago, I was in a relationship that came to an end, and I wasn't expecting it to come to an end. Obviously, I didn't end it. And that really sucked. It hurt. I cried. You know, we did have closure, and it was a good thing. So it ended with lots of love and respect. But man, I tell you, man, going through a breakup when you're not expecting it really takes the wind out of your sails. And I had to use a lot of my tools to change my focus, to change my story. Because, you know, you start to play the victim, I'm not good enough, that stuff. And it's like, wait a minute, don't feel sorry for yourself. Dig a hole for yourself. I didn't do anything wrong. It was on her part. She needed space. She had been through a lot recently and needed space and time away and just needed, yeah, freedom. And so I was like, okay, yeah, sure, you got it. Still, it sucks when you're that close to somebody and have that kind of connection and then it's just gone.
Oh man, I'm sorry to hear that. You two were so cute together.
I know. Yeah, and we're still really close and friends. That chapter of both of our lives is done, and it's all part of like living in the now, and that was then, this is now. And moving forward with everything that was shared and learned, and both grew into better versions of ourselves. And I learned so much about myself. I have more love for me now, and things are looking up. Things are good.
I think that's a perfect example of something I've learned over my life, because I remember when I first got into spirituality, I thought I'd be able to create this happy, sunshiny, rainbow world that I lived in, and practically nothing I wouldn't want would happen to me because I could raise my vibration to an extent where my life is perfect. And then my uncle died, and I recognized that there's no way I could raise my vibration enough that my uncle would never die or my dad would never die or just bad things wouldn't happen to me. But the reality is, like, personal development, all this work gives you the tools when those things happen so that you can process them and then get to the point where you do recognize, you know, time to move on, and but you also process it so you can move on in a healthy way.
Right? Everything's a process. It's we're going through the process. We're learning the process. We're always processing. And everything, right? I mean, Nietzsche said, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Surfing the waves of contrast. You know, what's the gift in this? You know, that was a question I had to ask myself a lot. You know, what's the gift in this? You know, who am I becoming because of this? And how can I use this going forward? And that's another thing. It's having the right mindset and asking the right questions. But I'll tell you, there were days where it's like just running it over in your head and you start doing the woulda, coulda, shoulda and what happened. And you just can get caught into a funk, and it's human nature. And I would tell myself, Andy, stop, cancel, clear. All your love is here. You're not any less than you were before. You're only more than you were. Stop cheating on your future with your past. You know, the past is past. It's done. And every time I start thinking about it or reliving it, I'm living in the past and I'm cheating on my future. And I don't want to cheat on my future. You know, I'm missing opportunities that are possibly right in front of my face if I keep dwelling on the past. So it's like you have to accept the past, process it, find new thoughts, new beliefs, tell a better story, and get up and live another day.
Awesome. I hope you add that story to your workshop, because that's such a great example of how you practice what you preach, which I think is very important in this personal development world that we live in.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I will be using it. Actually, in California this year when I spoke doing my workshops, I shared a bit of that, of, hey, here's how I use step one of vibration activation. I was on the complain train. I was not feeling good. I was not bitching, but, you know, I call it the bitch train. I just focused on what went wrong instead of what went right. And I had to change my focus. I had to change my thoughts. I had to change how I saw the situation, you know, because I love how Abraham Hicks will say, how does see this through the eyes of source, or see it through the eyes of love, see it through the eyes of God? How does source energy see this situation? It's like, oh, it's just a divine unfolding and nothing has gone wrong.
Awesome. During the times that you were practicing this, teaching people, do you have any fun success stories you'd like to share with us?
Yeah. Success stories. Woo. Well, there's client success stories, you know, where I'm working with a client who might be stuck or in a funk, whether it's relationships or career or finances, and to see them transform over 3 to 6 months of coaching is really just so rewarding. One of my clients a while back, she was dealing with perfectionism and dealing with rejection. You know, she's had this kind of feeling her whole life that she doesn't fit in, she doesn't belong, and everybody's always rejecting her. And by using the transition story and starting to see that people aren't rejecting her, what was really happening was she was rejecting herself. And because she was rejecting herself and not fully accepting herself, then people just were mirroring that back to her. And when she started to really accept herself and no longer judge herself or criticize herself, the rejection out there started to disappear. And she started to finally let go of the whole, I got to be perfect to be successful. I got to be perfect to be accepted. I got to be perfect to be happy. So that's one story.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, there's many little stories and snippets of how, you know, just even this summer, you know, going out and speaking, doing workshops, you know, I had more participants than I've had in recent years. And that was all because of me telling a story, reworking the material, having a better video, better website, and all that was just because of having a positive attitude of there are people out there and I want to reach them. They're going to show up and I'm going to rock it.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. What do you like best about being a public speaker?
You know, I am a unique breed because I know most people really, really do not like public speaking. Even people who are good at it, like my brother Mike, he's great at speaking, but he still gets nervous and he's his confidence can sometimes be low. And I just love that opportunity to be on the stage and share a story and move people emotionally and make a point and say something that I've really practiced writing or saying or speaking that I really believe can make a difference. You know, I remember in Toastmasters, they call it, you know, the privilege of the platform. And if you're going to get up there and speak, you know, you want to, it's a privilege, it's an honor. And you want to serve your audience to the highest level that you can. And I just love being on stage. And I think, you know, if we're going to get astrological sign, part of me that's really strong is Leo. I have moon, Leo moon or something. And I'm not a Leo, but I have a lot of Leo in me. And Leos love the spotlight. They love to be the center of attention. Now, I'm not going around always trying to be the center of attention, but when it's time to speak and it's standing in front of an audience, it feels like I'm home. This is where I belong.
Thank you for sharing. So we're getting to the end of our time together. And one thing I like to ask my guests is to give a 1 minute of motivation. You can think of this as, but don't please do this, as you have a time machine and you're traveling back to your 8-year-old self and you want to convey what your 8-year-old self needs to do to live an amazing life. But unfortunately, you only have a minute before you're taken back into the future or back to the future,
right?
The present. Or you can think of it as taking your entire life's message and condensing it down to a minute.
Okay, so I have a minute to talk to my 8-year-old self. This is great.
But do it in a sense you're talking to the audience.
Okay.
So on Instagram.
One of the major secrets in life, young Andy Dooley, is to really follow your bliss. Joseph Campbell nailed it. And don't get caught up in what other people are thinking or saying or doing. Know that inside of you are all the answers and solutions to your problems. To make yourself the priority in life. And if you make your alignment and your love and what you do the priority, then you will serve mankind. You will be in alignment and anybody and everybody who comes into contact with you will be left better. And those people that can't hear you or see you won't even be in your vicinity. So don't worry about other people. Follow your heart, listen to your heart, take care of yourself, take care of those you love, and just live your life to the fullest. Follow your heart, follow your dreams, and remember these four words because it's the secret formula to living the life of your dreams. Feeling first, manifestation second. You got to feel it and feel it, and then the manifestation has to happen because it is the law. Woohoo!
Thank you so much for sharing, Andy, and thank you so much for giving yourself your story of how you got put into public speaking, mostly by trying it out and from acting and noticing that you love it, that you're home, and be able to take something that you enjoy and be able to build a career out of it where you get to help people. But not only that, you also showed that you can suffer setbacks in your life, but to utilize the tools that are given to you that you teach to be able to change that. So thank you so much for being part of my 50th celebration. Thank you so much for your contribution to this world. And thank you so much for being on my podcast.
Thank you, Brett Dupree. I love you, man. Woohoo! Big 5-0. Congratulations.
Love you too, my friend. May your day be special.
Thank you.
And there you have it, folks. That was my interview with the Andy Dooley. Wasn't that exciting? I didn't even really know about his story manifesting method. That is so cool, being able to talk your story out. Andy always being, always becoming. The story of how I met Andy Dooley was many years ago, I believe 2013, January. I went to an Infinite Possibilities Train the Trainer event. I wanted to start running my own workshops, and I thought, I can learn how to, from the pros, Infinite Possibilities, Mike Dooley. I've been following Tut for years, and quite honestly, I didn't know Mike had a brother. Yeah, that's the truth. I just knew about Mike Dooley because I saw The Secret, and he seemed cool on The Secret, and I remember, I believe I got his book, Infinite Possibilities, then, and listened to it. The fun part about going to the Infinite Possibilities Train the Trainer event, I did listen to it on audio, and I enjoyed it, or I read it, one of those two. I know I listened to it or enjoyed one of his books before I went, and talking to so many people there, they talked about how their life was changed by this work, and my life wasn't. I just really enjoyed the process and the fact that the price of that workshop was something I could afford at the time. And So going there and meeting all those people was super fun. I'm still in touch with a few of them today. It is super cool watching a lot of them grow, including Andy. And I got this idea of asking Mike to write the foreword of my book, because I was writing my book at the time. That was when I was close to getting it out there. And then I saw Andy Dooley, and I saw how he was more aligned with the vision of Joyous Expansion, with him being all bombastic and goofy and just having that big energy. Like, Mike is more of a focus energy. He has a joyfulness about him, but I really liked Andy's goofiness and spiritual comedy, and I thought, you know what? I want Andy to write my book because he seems more aligned with Joyous Expansion than Mike. And I also he talked about in one of his stories on how he did Toastmasters and he wanted to be the world champion of public speaking. One thing I was working on was adding more humor to my speech. And so I asked Andy if he would be willing to help me with my speech. And he said, sure, but I would have to play this game of how to rile up a crowd. And it was this exercise called Oh My Brothers and Sisters, where you go up and you're acting like a preacher. And so I got up and did that. And that was the biggest crowd I ever spoke in front of. And man, did I rile up the crowd. It was awesome. It was pumped it up, and people were saying, oh, my brothers and sisters to me all weekend. And that was a great experience in my younger days. That was like 6 years ago. It wasn't really that long ago, right? 6-7 years ago. Anyway, yeah, that was a great experience, and showing that I can rile up a crowd. I guess, man, I've been on my downswing for a really long time. It's time to end that early, you know? That's why I'm doing the Joy Expansion. That's why I'm doing the Church of Awesome. That's why I'm doing these things. Anyway, that's on a tangent. I'm doing Awesome Health Journey. Look for it on YouTube. I'm getting out of this 6-year rut that I've kind of felt I've been in. And really go for it. Anyway, and so through my time with Andy and working on a speech, sometimes I'd help him with his speech as well, because, you know, I've been Toastmasters and I've just crafted and learned a lot from a lot of people and studied what speaking, and one thing I feel I can do good for Andy is help tone him down in certain places, because Andy likes to really be out there. And one thing I feel I can do is more ground his speeches better. And one thing he's good for me is getting me out there and making me more goofy, because honestly, my humor is really, really dry. I am dry and subtle. And one of my biggest things I've worked on and being humorous in my speeches is how to convey that in a way that other people get my sense of humor. And so utilizing what Andy says and then combining it with mine has always created a much better speech. And so knowing Andy has been a blessing in my life. And I truly believe if you were to get to know Andy, he would be a blessing in yours as well. I very much enjoyed his interview, his sharing of his struggles, of him failing. He tried many businesses that have failed, and he's still working on being bigger and getting himself out there to the point where I know he wants to be, you know, really, really big and out there. And I know he will get it someday. And he's already doing great. And I know he's just going to continue to rise and rise and rise, because his light shines bright. And so if you want to work with Andy yourself, contrary to popular belief, life doesn't happen to you, it happens through you. Coaching with Andy is an opportunity to discover the authentic you, getting rid of your limiting beliefs and bogus story. It's an invitation to decide what your life is going to be about and who you need to become to manifest your epic adventure. Working with Andy, you will discover your unique gifts you can bring to the world and prosper. He will personally walk you through his story manifesting method, where you'll learn exactly how to become the hero of your journey, and he'll give you the tools to overcome the obstacles and turn them into opportunities. The results will blow you away. So if you're interested in working with Andy Dooley, go to andydooley.com, A-N-D-Y-D-O-O-L-E-Y. There you can get his free gifts, get your free gift, free book, discover the 13 biggest mistakes on manifesting and how to fix them. And there you have it, folks. Episode 50. You can't see me now, but I'm dancing. 50 dancing. 50. Dancing. I did it. Oh, it just felt like my heart grew 10 times that day. It wasn't the Grinch before, but that's just such a good metaphor. Thank you so much for listening to my 50th podcast. So exciting. I love you so much for all who've been on part of this journey, all who've discovered me on this journey, all who listen to this podcast, all who listen to any of this podcast but are not listening to this podcast will never hear me say I love you. But just know that I do. And that my heart sends out to you. If you want to email me, you may email me at bre2tsdupr2es at joyousexpansion.com. You can see me at joyousexpansion.com, Instagram at joyousexpansion, Twitter at joyousexpansion, Facebook, Increase Your Joy, that's bad SEO there. You can buy my book, Joyous Expansion. It's available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and wherever books are sold. And once again, I'm Brett Dupree, the champion of authentic joy, your joyous expansion life coach, the catalyst of transformation for the Church of Awesome. Go to thechurchofawesome.com for more information on that. If you like this, of course, like, subscribe, leave a review, whatever, share, whatever you can do to get it out there. I would appreciate you. I love you forever. And once again, I remind you to be love, to be joy, and to be awesome. Now play that jingle.
JoyousExpansion.com. JoyousExpansion.com. Come and say hello to Brett Dupree. He is an inspirational life coach. Good for you and good for me. He turned my life from gray to blue. I'm sure he'll do the same for you. Get in touch and you'll see your life will change dramatically. JoyousExpansion.com. JoyousExpansion.com. Yeah.